On paper, these are three unrelated stories. Microsoft dropping billions in India, OpenAI and Anthropic trying to standardize agents, and Chinese labs allegedly training on smuggled Blackwell chips. But they are all pointing at the same thing. The center of gravity for AI is moving away from your product roadmap and into whoever controls infrastructure, standards, and compute flows. Hey friend, it is Thursday, December 11, 2025. The theme today is simple to say, hard to compete with. AI is turning into a utilities business, and the utilities are quietly picking their winners. Let me start with Microsoft in India. They announced a $17.5 billion spend, cloud and AI infrastructure, training 20 million people, touching 310 million informal workers by 2030. Look, that sounds like a development pledge. It reads like a lockup agreement. This is a pre-purchase of talent, data, and distribution for Azure and Copilot at country-scale pricing. If you are building in an emerging market, this changes your constraints. User acquisition is not your only moat anymore. Your moat is whether the default button in your country says Microsoft or something you control. As this rolls out, watch two things. First, enterprise deals quietly bundling skills training with hard commitments to Azure. Second, local AI startups waking up to find their future hires already living in Copilot. That land grab feeling shows up again in the agent story. Anthropic, Block, and OpenAI just set up the Agentic AI Foundation under the Linux Foundation. The promise is vendor-neutral standards for AI agents. Interoper best practices. All the comforting words. Here's where I switch into my usual lens, using our framework here. The signal? Big players want to freeze the base layer of agent behavior right now. Whoever locks in the normal way agents talk to tools and data owns the toll booths for the next decade. The noise? Everyone repeating the Kubernetes comparison like a nervous tick. The second order effect is the one that matters to you. If these standards stick, your product will not integrate with agents. Your product will be a subroutine that agents root work through under rules someone else wrote. That has hiring and architecture consequences. You want people who can read specs, not decks. And you want to design your API like the agent is the primary user and the human is the exception. Today's quote of the day is, "The primary motivation for a SpaceX IPO is building space data centers." That is Elon Musk on X. In other words, even rockets are now a line item under cloud infra. On the ground, the chip game is getting stranger. Bloomberg reports that DeepSeek trained a model on banned NVIDIA Blackwell chips, allegedly brought into China through intermediaries sidestepping US export rules. Nobody should be surprised that hardware worth millions per rack does not respect borders. When you tax compute with policy, you create a black market in gradient descent. For founders, the important bit is not the drama. It is the signal that frontier models will exist wherever demand is high and capital is creative, whether you are allowed to see them or not. If you run risk, you now live in a world where your no China models policy is a nice sentence on a slide. You need attestation, telemetry, and a plan for shadow models inside suppliers. While that is happening, China is also putting local AI chips on its procurement list. And you have reports of US regulators taking a cut of approved NVIDIA sales into the country. Prosody rate, medium. When the state becomes an informal revenue share partner on your GPUs, the line between policy risk and margin structure disappears. Zooming back out. Agents are getting foundations. Compute is turning into a regulated commodity. And hyperscalers are doing nation-scale deals. Prosody rate, slow. The through line is control. Whoever owns standards, energy, and training data decides which products even get a chance to matter. The question I am sitting with is this. If infrastructure players are quietly picking winners at the country and protocol level, where do you still have genuine strategic room as a founder or investor? Have a tip or a story I should cover? send it my way. I am Ting Yan, and this was Chain of Thought. Cheers, and I will see you tomorrow.